22-20. I think it's close for a while. I think the Harbor Beach Pirates pull away in the end.
All right, Mr. Meisner.
I think Harbor Beach this week is going to actually be held to under 40 points for the first time in the postseason. I do think they are going to win, but I think it's going to be a lot lower scoring than people think, mainly because of the size of Pauwamo. I don't think Harbor Beach is going to be able to score as much offensively. My score prediction is 35-21 Harbor Beach, 14-point differential.
14-point differential, Mr. Hansen.
That's pretty interesting.
The tee is yours.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. If you see what I got written down here, believe it or not. So you're going to have to make me change mine now. But I do have Harbor Beach winning also. I just think
$1, Bob.
I didn't look at your sheet, I promise.
I don't think you did, but I believe that Harbor Beach will win. I just think their speed is too much. I don't know if Pauwamo's seen anything like this. I think Pauwamo has a chance in this game. I know Paul and I were talking on commercial that Pauwamo is definitely a team that can hang with Harbor Beach's speed because of their size. I also am with Mike. I think it's going to be a little closer than what you got, Paul. I got something more along the lines of 38-28. And I got Pauwamo scoring a few more points than that. But like I said, Mike stole my pick.
You know, Dave, if I could add to that, though, I think Pauwamo has seen something similar to Harbor Beach. They've seen in week 9, they saw New Lothrop, which is still alive in Division 7. New Lothrop won that game 47-33. So they have seen a team with a lot of speed. And in that game, they didn't match up. So that's kind of why I went with the score that I did, because I do believe that Harbor Beach and New Lothrop are similar type teams that rely on a lot of speed. So we'll see.
We'll definitely see if Pauwamo studied that tape. A little extra, because that's going to only help them.
I agree. You know, they got exposed to a quick team in week 9, and you learn a lot from your losses. And I expect Pauwamo Westphalia to take a lot from their only loss and really translate that into today.
I agree.
All right, gentlemen, we have our bids out there. Harbor Beach, all three have picked. Paul Adams, differential 22. Mike Meisner with 14 and Dave Hansen with 10. Now if you turn your pages, gentlemen, and let's go take a look at the 8-man football playoffs right now. North Huron and Rapid River are actually playing at the moment way up in Rapid River. Mr. Adams, would you please preview that game for us?
I was just going to try to check a score, but I don't know if I've had one. Let me see. It is, it is currently 12-0, Rapid River leading the Warriors, which kind of hurts my prediction because I was going to pick the Warriors in that game. Both teams score a lot of points. I'm surprised at this point. This is in the second quarter that North Huron's still being shut out of that game. North Huron scored a lot of points, and I think an improving defense. Rapid River has scored over 500 points. But, before seeing that score, I was going to say they haven't seen anything like the North Huron defense, a very physical thumb team. I still think the Warriors can come back in this game. Obviously, we don't want to see them go down 3 touchdowns. So, but I still think North Huron has what it takes to win this game and claim one of those spots in the state championship.
And in the other side of the bracket in the semifinals, Lawrence at Peck. That's also going on right now at 1 p.m., I believe.
Yeah, I haven't seen an update on that one. Earlier in the season, these two teams met. It was close for a half. Peck really pulled away in the second half. Beat them. I think it was 61-38, but don't quote me on that score, but won it pretty handily after being a close halftime score. This Lawrence team learned a lot from that loss, and I think has really grown a lot. I think it's going to be a little bit closer, but Peck's the best team in the state. They've proven that by the schedule that they played and who they beat, and I think Peck wins this game by 2 touchdowns.
And let's turn our attention to the other side of Division 7 bracket. The team that will take on the winner of today's game, Ishpeming and Lake City. That's also going on right now at 1 p.m. in Ishpeming.
Well, you have the defending Division 7 state champions. That's all you need to know with Ishpeming. Lake City, good team. It could be a trap game for Ishpeming. I mean, they know that they have a potential, basically a potential home game that we're projecting that it would be in the Superior Dome if they win that game. So I would think Ishpeming should win that game pretty handedly, but I'm kind of secretly cheering for Lake City so we don't have to go to the UP next week if Harbor Beach is able to win.
That is going to round up our round table of the media. Paul P. Adams, a sports editor at the Huron Daily Tribune. Mike Meisner, our sideline reporter, and Dave Hansen, both for WLAW Sports in-game analysis. When we return, we'll break down the Harbor Beach Pirates on the WLAW Sports Network. Keep it locked on.
your number one Harbor Beach Pirate fan, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113 for all your insurance needs.
You can make the winning play. You can take home the gold, but it doesn't mean a thing without good sportsmanship. These games don't exist without the foundation of good sportsmanship to teach lifetime lessons. So remember, nothing beats good sportsmanship. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Today's broadcast is being brought to you by the Blazing Speed of Thumb Sailors 4G LTE Network, now the iPhone 5S and 5C. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Mike Meiser on air for you today. Behind the numbers, though, we have our Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and our Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, also on Twitter, at WLEW Sports, for all of our game updates. We've taken a look at around the area. Now let's take a look at the WLEW Sports Game of the Week here on a Saturday matinee edition. The Pewaumo Westphalia Pirates coming to town to take on the Harbor Beach Pirates. Let's take a look at the local boys first. They're 10-1 in the outright Greater Thumb East Divisional Champions. Their only loss comes 63 days ago to Menominee, still unbeaten in Division 5. The Pirates are coached by Troy Schelke, the commander of the fleet, for 17 years now, with an overall record of 119-60, winning 66.4% of all games as head coach. Not too shabby. Harbor Beach is the 2012 state champion in Division 8. However, this year they're playing in Division 7, being the smallest school in the division according to enrollment. Harbor Beach has returned this season with some major pieces of that championship squad, including their quarterback, now a senior, Eli Kraft.
Eli Kraft does so many things well. Looking back against Bath, he had only had 8 carries, but he had 73 yards and scored once on the ground. He was also 11 of 18 passing for 193 yards and 2 more passing touchdowns through the air.
Mr. Meiser, your thoughts?
Troy told me during summer ball when they did the 40 times in summer ball that Eli Kraft was actually clocked at a 4.59 40. He actually is the fastest player on the team, which is not a bad attribute to have as a quarterback. Not only does he see holes, even if they're small, he has the ability to get through them and get through them fast. He's so versatile. Basically, he can shed 2 tacklers and still make a play. Very hard to tackle, but basically his speed does it all for him to see downfield.
I'd like to see him and Austin Seltz do a quick sprint, don't you think?
They said it was close.
No, it has
to
be close.
They have lined up one-on-one, and I guess Austin's like a 4.6 flat, but it is close. And I would enjoy seeing that heads-up race as well.
It would be pretty good.
Eli Kraft and the Pirates are coming off of a 49-7 victory over Bath to win their third straight district title. By halftime, it was a 35-point lead, and it was all but over. Austin Seltz had a big night, running the ball 13 times for 107 yards and 2 touchdowns. He brings a lot of speed to an already fast Pirate offense.
And as we were saying, that's what he brings to this table, the home run threat speed, the guy that can take a quick handoff, get through the line, and take it the rest of the way very quickly. Don't forget about more so of a fullback, DJ Ridner. He's your downhill north and south back, or in this case, east and west back. The short yardage situations, goal lines, that's his expertise. And a guy that I like a lot is Travis Essemaker. He plays a lot at wide receiver. He gets a handful of carries a game. He's got deceptively good speed and above average hands. He can play any position for Harbor Beach. Plays defensive back. He does a great job.
Offensive line is going to be huge today for Harbor Beach on whether they win this game. I see 6'3", 260, 6'2", 245. For Pewaumo on their defensive line, they're going to have to get low, they're going to have to fire out, and they're going to have to try and create some holes for these small backs like Seltz and even for Kraft to slide through and try and gain some yardage. So offensive line is going to be huge in the determining of this game.
The East Siders have won 31 of their last 34 games dating back to August 26, 2011, a mere 813 days ago, back in the days of privately owned healthcare. Coincidentally, during that entire span, though, Eli Kraft has been the Harbor Beach starting quarterback. One of the most talked about aspects of Harbor Beach this year